Sports guys have done their thing on Sports Drive. Welcome to Dailies Today, sponsored by MTN Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to be back here, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I envy. I'm going my own now.
You're going your own?
Ah, they go my own.
Why?
I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
They go my own.
Well, to be honest, the job can really be quite...
I was telling you this morning that people say, okay, you just do 2 hours every day and that's all, but it's... I'm not trying to be boastful. Anything. I've been up since about 2 o'clock.
That's
ruminating
right.
Ruminating on what we're going to talk about this morning. And the senselessness that you have in the environment makes it very difficult. It makes the job so unexciting. And I feel like a lecturer instead of an analyst. You have to lecture down to the very basic. Let's go ahead.
You have to basically just break everything
break
down.
Break everything down and yet.
Embarrassed.
Or like my former teller says, still yet.
Oh boy. All right. It's good to have you join us. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to take a quick break and hear a message from our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. And when we return, we'll dig in into the papers and we'll bring you perspectives to the headlines. Stay here. Newspaper for today, page 5 of the Vanguard. Insecurity, Nigeria in critical situation, says Defense Minister. The Vanguard.
Well, he's not saying anything that that we don't know. Indeed, he had said something alluding to that. When the last time I heard him in public, he was saying something to the effect that we should
defend ourselves.
Now, what I can't make out of this statement is he making a veiled, is he sending a veiled message for us to brace ourselves for something that might be coming? Is he completely frustrated with the situation? Is he looking at the various scenarios and he sees that it's gone completely out of control? These and many more are the questions I'd love to sit across with the Minister of Defense and put him on a 2-hour interview so we can get a feel of this. Unfortunately, the man on whose table the buck stops, because if the Minister of Defense says that we're in a critical situation, then we definitely need to hear from the man, from the main driver in the bus, and that is the President. We definitely need to hear from him. If we can't hear from him, he has a Vice President who will take us through a 1 or 2 hour session, interviews and whatever, so that we can see what the government feels about all this and what they intend to do. You see, the way it works is the Minister of Defense can talk all the tyranny he likes from now till kingdom come. People still want to know that the leader, the president, what is going through his mind and what is he going to do. But we are not likely to get that. And therefore, what happens is that this has left all of us guessing. I would say, to be on the side of caution, everybody should brace himself. Slowly but surely, the price of foodstuffs is going up. Even water, name it, is going up. And it could jolly well get worse. I pray that there is no violence. Nobody under the sun who has seen violence would pray that it should be. But I think that common sense now dictates, if your Minister of Defense is telling you to defend yourself and is coming a month later to say Nigeria is in a critical situation, you probably might need to brace yourself and put some options on your table.
I'm wondering what he meant by on the brink. On the brink of what?
No, you don't need to go that far.
I'm wondering.
No, you're just being polite. You don't need to go that far. If he says Nigeria is on the brink, you're on the brink. Brink of collapse. That's not why, except you're telling me he doesn't know how to use the word brink, which I don't think so, but it's very clear. This is a time for you to think both for yourself and your family and ask yourself, what other option do you have? Let me give you a bit of my history. When the Abiola crisis got to the height way back then, I called my wife at about 1 a.m. in the morning and I told her that I think I'd like to run to Cotonou. Luckily, she's from there. Her origins are from there. So I think we need to run to Cotonou, see if we can get an apartment, because I might have to move the kids there. You know, that, those were the kind of thoughts that went through my mind. And in all honesty, I think that people should start preparing themselves
planning
for anything. I do not pray that it happens. But we need to talk to ourselves as adults this morning and to say the days ahead are not ordinary. Either which way, they are not ordinary. So my advice to you this morning is to start thinking of various scenarios that could play out. Mm. Now, remember, when you're being told that you're in critical, it didn't say, it says critical, it means, and it's not like a football game when you know that Man U is going to meet Arsenal at 4 p.m. today and the game will end at 5. No, it doesn't work that way. I do not pray. I met a Liberian refugee who left his house to go to work. Whilst he was trying to get to work, you know, I think the rebels struck way back then.
Yeah.
And he had to run with everybody towards the port. Then he ran into a Nigerian ship. Lo and behold, the kind of person Yorubas called Onile Olono found himself on the ship that brought him down to Lagos. That was the end of Solomon Grundy. You know, so we need to prepare ourselves. Now, those of us who are in positions, in respected positions, we now need to lend our voices to the narrative, to quell things, to keep them nice and sober, to quell things. Let us bring down all those who have been involved in irresponsible rhetoric,
right,
for their own person. This is the time when, as a full-grown adult in your society, the nation needs you to keep this country together.
Right, right.
That's a bit I can say. We'll continue at 9 o'clock on that.
That's right, that's right. Let's move on to the Nation newspaper front page. Akeredolu to Igboho, other separatists steer clear of Ondo. It has two riders here. Governor warns trespassers in forest. North elders caution secession promoters. All coming through from the Nation.
Yes. This dangerous narrative about some Oduduwa Republic somewhere. You know, I stand with Akeredolu on that. I don't think I'm ready to leave Nigeria. I'm a Yoruba man. The Yorubas have contributed immensely. Let's look at it from the Yoruba side. And I'm not going to run away from a problem, from the problems of life that we have now. We had 98% of it is caused by my fellow Yoruba men. I don't need to go down that track again. Okay? I don't want to go into the politics. One thing I would have loved, though, is to sit down with the Boho in an interview and tell him that, okay, you want to lead the Yorubas out of Oduduwa.
Yeah.
What is it? Do you want to put them in various vans and put them on camels and drive them out to someplace? Or what? Do you have an army? Do you have a standing army? And who will they be fighting? It's good to bring these guys down now to specifics so that all these words that they keep throwing around, for those who don't know, they think it's all fun. But anybody who is my age, who had a sense, who was in Nigeria at the time of civil war, will know. And I repeat, the civil war started as police action. I remember that word vividly. Police action. We were all tense. I was in Form 2. But I'd been reading newspapers from primary school. And the primary school that I went, at the end of every week, you had to do a synopsis of events. So even though I was in Form 2, moving to Form 3, we were all very, very conscious. And of course, remember, education of that time is not now. But let's go there. So I went and look at it. I was in Lagos. I can imagine what the people who were in the East would have gone through. At the end of 4 years of war, we still went back to the negotiating table. So it would be nice to ask him, okay, so you want to lead the Yorubas? How? Do you think there's going to be a battle? And then if you do that, who's going to pay your bill? Or would you want to lead them out and also become the leader of Yoruba land? Then that's another thing again. We don't enter another slavery in that. I'm glad that Akeredolu and their lackey of Abeokuta have stood up to say no, no, no. And ironically, even Chief Afenifere Papa, what's his name now? Chief, is it Onobanjo?
Ayoadebanjo.
Chief Ayoadebanjo has also said that he just is interested in restructuring. I have no problem. Restructuring will take place forever as long as you know this world is here. You'll always do that. So I'm not going to go along with that debate. But Gani Adams says that if there is restructuring, then the agitation for Oduduwa Republic, that's what he said in the papers this morning.
Right.
But I said that this rhetoric is very dangerous. If you are using it as a tool, if you are using it as a means to think you can get your position, the truth is we have elected leaders. You can't do anything outside your elected leaders. You can't. You can't. And over and above everything, I think the Minister of Defense should tell his principal that it's time that the federal government brings its power to bear to get our laws obeyed by all and sundry. And my message also is that there is no monopoly to these things. But anyway, Akeredolu has said, steer clear of Ondo. Ondo is not going to be part of that.
Akeredolu is just one governor of the how many that we have in the Southwest.
Well, once he has said that,
and this accusation didn't start today.
And I'm not sure. I'm not surprised that he's doing this because we are from the same stock. He's my classmate.
Okay.
And Padimi Deni, he's a fella guy.
Okay.
He has stood up boldly. The other governors are playing politics. By now, I expect someone to have said something in Lagos.
Just to be clear,
Lagos. This man was here when you were on leave, when you were eating whatever. Fuad Doki.
Okay. And no, I listened.
You listened?
On the two occasions, Saturday and Tuesday, I listened.
Someone to tell them, say, it's not concern us.
Yeah.
Because, you see, part of when anything crops up in Yoruba land,
yeah,
politically, we all know that everybody is looking to Lagos for funding. Not one penny of our money should be spent on that kind of enterprise. So Wodu should stand up now and let's know where he stands. Akeredolu has done what you expect of any matured leader and governor. And he says, steer clear. Steer clear. We have problems. I always say we have problems, but our problems are domiciled mainly with us. The people, I'm a Yoruba man, the greatest problem I have with my own people here in Lagos, I don't want to start talking about 15% or this or that or that or this. That's known by everybody. But second base, we'll move on to that. So, so he says that he says they should stay clear of Ondo State and that they are not interested in this. I can't, after all my 60-something years, but now say I want to leave this country. I know they go.
Let's look at an editorial from the Punch newspaper. Attempt on autumn risky for Nigeria's coexistence. That's an editorial from the Punch. We have a similar story here from the Vanguard newspaper. Attack on autumn Nigeria heading towards anarchy. That's from Cannes.
And like Adelako said, anarchy and chaos. That's anarchy and chaos. Well, the when you say a newspaper writes an editorial, it is what is called informed commentary. Okay? But I want to disagree with the Punch on this paragraph. It says, without a doubt, Autumn was targeted for his policies banning open cattle grazing in Benue and his campaign to get the federal government to act to protect his people from the endless invasions of farms and so on. We still don't know why Autumn was attacked. We still don't know who attacked him. So why are you making this kind of statement? Where's the proof? Supposedly it's just an inter-party thing of, it could be anything.
So
let me tell you, for you to know that you should be open-minded in things like this, and also a newspaper, we have seen cases of what you call self-inflicted injuries to heighten tension in certain areas.
I saw a report.
I'm not saying that that's what he has done.
Yeah.
But you must be open-minded.
I saw a report just this morning about a particular group, Fulani Nationality Movement, claiming responsibility.
Who are they? Have you heard of them before?
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
I haven't.
Exactly. You must be open-minded, Sheriff, and my people out there. You must be open-minded until I am sure what has happened. And that's why the responsibility now falls on the security agencies and indeed the federal government, because it's very significant. They need to solve this riddle very quickly. Until I am sure, I cannot make this kind of comment that the Punch is making, that it was targeted by who? Because some group you've never heard of, now they claim ownership. How are you sure that group exists?
Oh, are you sure? That question is very germane.
We need to be very matured in these things. So when a newspaper is writing an editorial, it's called informed commentary. That means that you have all the information at your fingertips. And I think that the management of the Punch should have a meeting with the editorial board and say to them, if you are sure this was what it was, then show the proof. Okay? But they also say something that I agree with. All right? And it says, Buhari for once to take charge, order, and effectively supervise the police to track down, arrest, and prosecute the plotters very quickly. Very quickly. And I agree with that. Because where you don't have information, you leave the field open to all kinds of mischief and whatever.
That's right.
And like I said, especially for those of us who are professionals, mm-hmm. you need to be open-minded. Not a jump at just everything. I was on Wazobia yesterday, by the way.
Okay.
I was on Wazobia. I was able to speak to them in Pidgin.
Okay, that's good. That's really good.
And this was exactly what I said. Mm. You know, that you need to be open-minded. Don't just comment, you know. I've seen a lot of things in the social media, and I laugh. I remember the song now, "Before I Jump Like Monkey, Give Me Banana." This one says, "An attack on autumn, Nigeria heading towards anarchy." Yes, we're heading towards anarchy, but how? How? Now, please do not take this as an indictment of autumn.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you should be open-minded. You should, especially those of us who have this kind of job.
You know, exactly what you said was what I thought about when the news broke that autumn was attacked.
Yeah.
So a lot of things were just crossing my mind. What if you can't really say? I mean, it's hard to say on radio. I mean, we could discuss it off the radio because there's a lot going on. There's a lot that people can do. There's a lot that anybody can.
If you've been covering,
yeah, that's all I can
say. If you've been on this job for long,
that's all I can say.
You would, okay, what happened to who set fire to Igboho's house?
Exactly. Do we know?
But the whole issue has died down. Mm-hmm. And it played its role at the time, but till as we speak, we don't know who. So let's be open-minded and let's be very careful how we react to information.
Indeed. We're going to take a few comments off of social media. Facebook is here, and this person says, what are you saying now? Let me see. He says, it's quite interesting.
Wait till you talk now.
I'm going to. It disappeared. Well, let's go to YouTube.
Okay,
let's go to YouTube. Sonic Bo is having. What's now? This one too has disappeared. It's been posted or pushed by their Feniferi and their bitterness agenda. It is high time our leaders stand up against these shenanigans before our nation is thrown into turmoil.
Well, I'd like to. I don't think it's being pushed by any Feniferi agenda. I think he has his own agenda. It's for us to identify what it is. Hmm. You know, I don't think it is fair. You know, to say that after all, Padibanjo said he doesn't believe in any Oduduwa Republic. So, I like to be fair to. Again, you need to be fair. I don't think he's being pushed by. I think he has his own agenda. What it is, I honestly don't know.
Mm, indeed.
And how he intends to go about it, I honestly don't know.
What if it's just you know, speaking the mind of some people?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
Maybe not his agenda. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there'll be no doubt. You see, the problem we have in this country is that a lot of people are frustrated. Okay, but they don't know in which direction to direct their anger.
Right.
I was telling the Yoruba elite on Saturday that if you support this kind of thing, you will be the next victim. Person will go bush, go chase our South Fulani people, supposedly. On his way back, must stop for somewhere to drink water. And the Olowo Latimaro Mimo. This is a proverb. I leave you to decipher it. So let's all get this very, very clear.
Okay.
And another thing you need to know is go and check history. Nobody puts his life on the line for any cause and not expect a reward. Nobody puts his life on the line for any cause. It's like telling me that you are in the military, you planned a coup, and then there's no appointment waiting for you.
That's deep.
Oh, we know.
Go figure.
Go figure. Go figure.
Let's go to the Nation. Page 18 of the Nation newspaper. Financial crimes, bankers under EFCC searchlight. That's the story here.
This is a two-page story,
right?
From the Nation, and we're going to go deep into it at 9 o'clock. But it appears that the eyes are now on the banks and the bankers. Now, what we get from here is that bankers already had a directive to declare their assets, but what is hidden here is that most banks now use contract staff. Contract staff don't need to declare their assets. So it appears as if some banks are, you know, maybe there's an escape route through contract staff doing all these things. I will read it up at 9 o'clock because I don't have enough time to go through the details. It's part of what I want to do at 9 o'clock. But there's a big focus on the banks. The bankers need to be very careful. The banks need to be very careful. They need to shore up their image. They need to tidy up their books. They need to A banker in this dispensation we are going to go into will have to revert to what we used to know as the face of a banker. Not all this driving Rolls Royce and whatever. You don't do that as a bank empty. You're being held responsible for other people's money. So a lot of things are going to change, you know, or should change. And we'll be going through that at 9 o'clock because it's a two-page article that I intend to analyze for close to 40 minutes at 9 o'clock when we do take over.
Indeed. Now, let's go back to the Vanguard newspaper. COVID-19, Nigeria develops two vaccines, awaits clinical trials and certification.
Sheriff, what the exercise we have done is completely shameful. Now, we got a very tiny percentage and we listed those who would get the first vaccines at show up.
Yeah.
Okay, and we talked about vulnerable staff, medical, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
For the first 2 days, we threw it to the wind. The politicians hijacked, the elite hijacked. And at the one round the corner here, it was a free fall for anybody. Again, because the system had been compromised. And I knew it was going to be that. You understand what I'm saying? We now, look, because of our own peculiar...
In some other places, foreigners were given priority.
When you say some other places in Nigeria, here
in Lagos, here
in Lagos, they were not giving priority. It was Roger at work. Which priority?
It's the same thing we're talking about.
No, that is compromise. Priority is different from compromise. There's nothing wrong with that, but these people know how to run things around in this country than you and I do. Sharp, what they were there very early, they took a side door and got the whole thing over and, you know, over and done with.
It wasn't about they are too early. The people were there. The people that were registered
were there. No.
And these people were just passed through some back door.
Those are the second batch. The first batch had done it and gone off Nigeria. So,
we find a way to sabotage everything.
I miss the likes of
Dele. Very...
I miss the likes of Dele Giwa, Riepu, those set in action. In the days when we used to run after Sunday papers, you would have gotten fantastic. We don't even have exclusives anymore in the papers. Everybody runs after press conferences. Or else the true story would have come out on Sunday. How are you sure that some group didn't get themselves together and they took the whole vaccination process to meet them at home?
You know.
Or in some common place, you know. Exclusive for them. That's Nigeria for you. But please, the next opportunity, try and make sure that you get vaccinated. That's the bottom line. And please watch out for these fake vaccines. Try and get vaccinated at the proper place. Well, I hope at the proper place, given the Nigerian factor, I hope they won't swap vaccines like they do in some hospitals. They take the original home and load. I hope they won't do
that. That would be crazy.
What would save us, in all honesty, would be for us to give private companies, reputable companies, the license to organize these things, and let's get it over and done with.
Let's talk more about some disgrace that have come up in the papers once again. Vanguard is still here. Apapa gridlock, hoodlums attack Lagos traffic team over e-call-up enforcement. That's the Vanguard newspaper.
Even though I'm the one who compiles these papers that we use for this thing, I don't know why I added this one. It's become a complete irritation. We've told them what to do. They think otherwise. Because hoodlums are now attacked the Lagos. That's why I said you need the highest level to be on ground 24/7 to clear this mess once and for all. You need the highest level with authority to do this. How could you have in the news where it says hoodlums attack Lagos traffic team over e-call-up enforcement? We are losing the city to hoodlums.
Right.
Of all forms. And I hope Mr. Sanwo-Olu will take these suggestions very serious. You need, like I said, he's probably too busy. I can understand that. Put the deputy governor there for 1 week. Put him in the caravan. Let him sleep there. And let's clear it. You know, once you can clear the mess and keep it on ground for about a week or two, hopefully from then on you can take control. If you need to send an army in there, go do it. Just do what you must. But he said he was going to name and shame and whatever. Now we haven't heard anything.
We haven't heard anything, actually.
I beg second base. Who put this in? I did.
Yes, you did. No.
This is a self-inflicted.
Let's go back to the nation. Woman hits pedestrian, dumps body on road. It's a small story here.
It's a small story, and it appears insignificant, but we all need... I'm sure you saw the video that went viral of the guy who was running from the task force.
Yeah.
Ended up hit a policeman who fell in the ditch. This has happened. And the woman is Anita Harrison. It is alleged that when she discovered that Nofiati Dowu was dead, she discarded the body on the Lagos-Ibadan expressway. But she has been arrested, and it says her action was inhuman. At the hospital where Harrison rushed the victim to, took pictures of her car and the body, leading to her arrest. But she said she dumped the body. Why would she want to do that? And the woman driving an SUV, which must have belonged to her, should be a woman of some substance. But these are things that we do in a panic. Always stop to think. Now, if another thing that you need to do out there, just in case, is get a camera in your car. I keep saying these things. If you could buy a car, you could jolly well get a camera fitted. Because if she had a camera, and for any reason she wasn't guilty, she feels safe to say,
The proof will be there.
The proof will be there. The proof will be there. But this is a sad day for her. It's going to take a while for her to be able to get out of this mess, if ever.
Indeed. Jimmy, we must go now. What's next at 9?
The stories. Yes,
fantastic. Jimmy will be here at 9 on Daily Digest. He'll be live on Facebook.
Matters Arising.
Daily Digest, Matters Arising. Fantastic. Jimmy, thank you again for coming.
It's nice to see you, Cherry.
It's good to be back.
Looks nice and fresh. And I go my own.
Yeah. No go yet. Wait.
I go my own.
Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the refineries and, of course, the future of Nigeria's economy, oil economy. Siraj Olariwaju, chairman of Heda Resources, will be joining me on the show in a moment. Stay here.